This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Brandon Graham Show at 6 with myself, Brandon Graham, Elliot Shore Parks joining me for the Brandon Graham Show, and then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh Douglas, Elliot Shore Parks, and an Eagles player to be determined. We'll have Nick Sirianni's press conference for you in 15 minutes or so.
Yeah,
I don't think
sounds about right.
I don't think we're gonna get any answers on any injuries or anything. So the Jalen thing, we're probably the way that the concussion protocol goes is even if he's gonna play, I don't think we know until Thursday or Friday.
Yes.
Like well,
yes.
Plus competitive advantage, you can't give that away.
Well, he actually has to go through the protocol where he can't do anything for X amount of days.
Right. Right.
So yeah.
Now I will say the line opened at 6.5 and it's up to 9.5.
Whoa. No, I thought it opened at 8.5. I thought it opened at 6.5.
But regardless, it's gone up.
Wow.
Even after that great game last night by the Cowboys?
I didn't watch any of that game. They looked pretty good?
No.
No.
No, they did. They looked good. It looked okay. I mean,
well, it'll be a different Cooper Rush at least this time.
I mean, they looked okay for a team they got eliminated. So, you know, they got eliminated with the Eagles losing.
Yeah, I thought they'd be a dead-in-the-water team, and they're not playing.
They still came out and played last night. That was a crazy game, all the way down to the final possession where Tampa fumbled the ball.
That was actually helpful for us to get Tampa out of there.
Ask me while I was still up watching that game. Yeah, because I had a bad day all day.
Yeah.
I was going to say,
that was the final game of the day. Yeah, yeah. Well, the bad days that we all have, Spike,
well,
on game day.
Well,
well, Sundays, I guarantee you, most of us are having bad
days. Yes, 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 yes. 2-1. Oh, go ahead.
The one time Jalen doesn't tush-push.
Yeah, he ruins every parlay.
Not to agree with Reese's call, but I had a Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown bet.
I will agree with that.
Close out a parlay.
Jack, you do not deserve to cash any Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown.
Well, it's just, you know, at some point I got to start betting it because it's every freaking week to get to the 1 yard line.
Anthony in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Ant?
Fellas, what's up? What's going on?
What's up, Ant?
What up, Ant?
Not much, man. Hey, listen, I think it's just like us, man. Like, I love the city of Philadelphia. I love our team, man. But sometimes we act like the softest damn people in the world, man. We act like the world coming to an end because we lose a game. Yes, we lost the game. But I think the majority of the fan base would agree, right? And I think, Ike, you said it. I know I heard Hugh say it at one point. I still believe that this is the best all-around football team, not only in the National Football League right now, but that I've ever seen in my life as an Eagles fan, right? Now, yesterday we had some slip-ups. We were very undisciplined, right? But I spent my whole life as a sports player, and I had my moments where, you know, I got to go back to the drawing board and I got to clean some things up. That happens in sports. Our defense didn't play great yesterday. Our quarterback got knocked out the game. Some things happened. We weren't going to win 17 games straight to go, you know, and win the Super Bowl. That just wasn't going to happen.
This is a cope. Why can't it happen? Why can't it happen?
It's not about the fact that it can't happen, but see, and this is why I'll say that I don't think it would have happened, right? At the end of the day, when you don't have a lot of bulletin board material in a locker room, I told you guys before, I still spend a lot of time in locker rooms, right? When you're constantly winning, sometimes what happens in the locker room is the coach doesn't have a whole lot that he can go to. All he can keep saying is, yeah, guys, keep your head down, keep doing this, that, and the third, even if you made mistakes, because guys are riding this high. When you have a situation like what happened yesterday, now you have things that you have to go to. You have to go to Jalen Carter and C.J. G.J. and have conversations with them that are credible and valid conversations. You have conversations that you need to go and talk to the rest of the team about being sloppy, and they have to hear you. Sometimes when you're just winning all the time, you tend to tune things out and you get a little bit above yourself. So what this game did for me yesterday was that I said to myself right after it was over, I said, okay, we got the loss out the way. Now, if we're the best team in football, we should be able to go any damn where. I'm not saying, like, you know, we're like the super team of super team, but we have enough talent when Jalen gets back to go into any building, compete, and win. I wanted the number one seed, but the fact that we aren't getting it, I'm not scared. You know, when I think the city, we need to calm the hell down, man. Like,
I don't think people are freaking out, Ant, to be honest with you. To be quite honest with you, I think more people feel.
Spike's like, we're not freaking out enough.
Yeah, I think more people are like you. Thank you for the call. And I'm putting the kibosh on this is the best Eagles team I've ever seen. Enough.
Okay.
Oh, why?
Like, the 17 team was awesome and won the Super Bowl. The 04 team was awesome and went to the Super Bowl. Can we get out of the
greatest
regular
team and never do it?
Can we get out of the regular season first before we start calling this the best team we've ever seen?
It's just now you're anti-take.
No, I'm not. It's just it's not the best team that I've ever seen as an Eagles as an
in
Eagles
the moment
fan.
It felt that way.
Yes, 17. They have even in the regular season 17 and 04 like they're at least equal, if not better, and had more talent on the defensive side.
Well, here's
team.
The other thing. Even 22, we were saying 22 was the greatest Eagles team ever.
Yeah, but no one was proud of that defense. And we're much more proud of this defense, except for the last drive yesterday.
All right. We will hear from Nick Sirianni.
Yeah, that last drive was tough.
It was tough. We'll hear from Nick Sirianni in
again with another bad kickoff
in less than 10 minutes. Your calls as well, 215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. If you've waited for a stocking stuffer, for a holiday gift, the Chickies and Pete's gift card available here at Chickies in South Philly in all locations and chickiesandpetes.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.